Recorder's on.
All right, thank you. Good morning, Captain Newman. My name is Captain John Bonnever. I'm the Volusia County Sheriff's Office. I'm assigned as the Special Investigator to Internal Affairs Case 12017 by the Office of the Chief Deputy, Mike Coffin. Today's date is November the 2nd, and currently the time is 10:30 a.m. The location of the interview is the DeLand Administrative Building Sheriff's Conference Room, and present, in addition to you, yourself and myself, are Lieutenant Eric Egan, Volusia County Sheriff's Office Internal Affairs. Are you aware this interview is being recorded?
Yes, sir.
And I am conducting this investigation concerning certain violations and allegations of wrongdoing pursuant to Volusia County Sheriff's directives and Volusia County Merit System rules and regulations. Specifically, you've been provided a notification of internal, as amended, citing allegations of wrongdoing pursuant to Volusia County Merit System rules and regulations 86-453 sub 13 and 86-453 sub 21. As a Florida law enforcement officer in the Notary Public of the State of Florida, I'm empowered to take sworn statements. At this time, I would ask that you raise your right hand to be sworn, and do you, Michelle Newman, solemnly swear or affirm that the statement you are about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
And you need to be aware that any false statements about material matters given by a witness under oath will constitute perjury, which is a third-degree felony according to Section 837.02 of the Florida statutes. Do you understand that if you knowingly make a material misstatement of fact to me during this investigation, you will have committed a crime of perjury?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. At this time, we will fill in some of these blanks. Captain Newman, were you served with a notification of internal investigation?
Yes, sir.
And did you receive a copy of your law enforcement officer's rights?
Yes, sir.
And you've been provided a copy of those rights, and those have been executed and sworn to prior to the start of this interview?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Have you had a chance to read the documents pertaining to the allegations of wrongdoing for this investigation?
Yes, sir.
All right. Do you need any additional time?
No, sir.
I am conducting this investigation. It's an administrative investigation. It pertains to your participation in the Federal Bureau of Investigation's National Academy. Specifically, you attended the 250th session and did not formally graduate the program.
Yes, sir.
And having reviewed the memorandum authored by the unit chief, Greg Capetta, how do you respond?
I would respond by saying that there are some factual statements in there, and then there are some other ones that are not factually accurate. Do you want me to address?
Please, yes. This is your opportunity to make a statement for the record. Thank you.
Starting on the back page of Mr. Capetta's letter, first paragraph, I would like to note that the person who was witnessed as, I think he said dirty dancing or the dirty dancing routine. That was not me. I was at the New York trip, but that I was nowhere involved in that. Don't know who that was, but I was not the dirty dancer. It mentions that myself and Rob Turner were a couple. I would not agree with that statement. I did hang out with Mr. Turner, visited him, hung out with him, watching movies, probably less than a handful of times in his room. In the third paragraph, it mentions that there was a complaint that I was sleeping in Mr. Turner's room in his bed. I never slept in anybody's bed but my own in my room with my roommate. I wasn't aware in paragraph 4 on the second or the back page, it says that Mr. Turner's roommate was texting Rob Turner to let him know when he was coming and going from the room. I wasn't aware of any texting that was going on. I was also not aware of any room reconfiguration. When I went to his room for the first time, it was always set up the same way, so it wasn't later reconfigured for any type of privacy or what the roommate or Mr. Capetta were alluding to. Mr. Turner and I never had sex. Yes, we did kiss. I admitted to Mr. Capetta in a phone interview after I had heard through my roommate that there was an ongoing investigation regarding couples at the National Academy. And Mr. Capetta had called in probably 10 to 12 people to interview them regarding their actions. Nobody had contacted me at the hospital, but my roommate said that, you know, she had heard the counselors, thought it was a good idea if I did call Mr. Capetta. It should be noted that nobody visited me while at the hospital, my counselor, Mr. Capetta. And the reason I mention that, he says that they were unaware of why I was in the hospital. I couldn't really call many people because I had a tube down my nose and my throat. So the information that was being passed along through my roommate and another friend at the NA, Justine. They passed the information on to my counselor as far as why I was in the emergency room, later why I was hospitalized, and also regarding the surgery. So as far as my roommate and Justine told me, they were made aware, although nobody contacted or visited to verify. Again, when I contacted Mr. Capetta, I told him I had heard the rumors that there was an investigation going on and that he had wanted to talk to me. He asked me basic questions, which I answered. And again, I did admit to kissing Rob because that's what happened. I was on his bed. I wasn't in his bed, as they put, which indicates that I was sleeping in there. We were sitting, resting with our backs laid back against the wall, the way the bed was situated. But other than kissing and sitting on his bed, there was no sex, there was no fondling, there was nothing else that occurred in that bed or in the bedroom.
In response to Mr. Capetta citing the violation of the conduct of standards, which states in part, and I quote, FBI NA students will be held accountable for their conduct while at and away from the academy and any misconduct, especially alcohol-related misconduct, wherever it may occur, will be critically assessed in order to determine the suitability of a person's to remain a participant in the NA program. Based on your acknowledging the standard of conduct for the National Academy and the acknowledgement of certain behaviors by you while at the National Academy, can you see where that would meet the threshold of any conduct that would deny you successful completion of the National Academy program?
I agree that my conduct was inappropriate. I readily admitted to what I did to Mr. Capetta, and I guess I'm basing this on the other more egregious actions based on people who were literally walking around as couples who were caught having sex by the counselors and who were not dismissed from the program. Although my conduct was inappropriate, I completed the coursework. I completed the academic portion of the academy as well as the physical portions of the academy. Was it inappropriate? Yes. Do I feel I should have received my certificate? Yes, I do.
With regards to completing coursework, did you receive a grading report from the University of Virginia, Charlottesville?
No, sir.
Have you made an inquiry with them for a grading report?
I sent in information to try to get, I guess what it was the transcripts, and it's not transcripts that I want. I want the actual grades. But in one of my conversations with Mr. Capetta, he made it sound that I possibly wouldn't get credit from the university because I didn't get my certificate.
the cost incurred by the county are approximately $13,600. The cost incurred by the federal government are estimated at $20,000. There is a presumptive act of nonfeasance on your part. You did not complete. Can you respond to that in the context of there was money vested and an expected outcome? Can you somehow quantify or at least explain how we benefited by making that expense, that investment in you when you don't hold the certificate?
The things that happened, the inappropriate actions that I made were at the end of the National Academy session. I benefited from being in the class and from completing the coursework, both academic and physical. I can't make any great explanation as to whether the total of $30,000 worth of my salary and the training, I don't really know how to respond other than that I did get the training, I did make the contacts, I did complete my assignments, I didn't get the certificate. So I believe the money was well spent. I was honored to be selected to attend the academy. I learned a lot while I was at the academy. I made a mistake, but I still feel like my job as a law enforcement officer and a leader in the department that I benefited from attending the academy.
Do you have a recollection when you went to your initial briefing at the FBI office in Jacksonville and talking with the agent in charge of training about your continued commitment to law enforcement upon successful completion of the National Academy?
Yes, sir.
What do you recall the tenets of that conversation being?
I believe it was 2 years after your completion that you basically commit to 2 more years at least of being a law enforcement officer.
And was there a specific discussion during that briefing addressing certain pitfalls that one might experience while at the National Academy, such as violation of oath and canon of ethics or violation of morality clauses? Was there any, you know, fair warning given by the training agent when you were in Jacksonville?
He did talk to us. Main theme that he covered was alcohol. He said that alcohol was a big factor in the National Academy as far as students drinking, and he did talk about and warned against NA couples.
And was that topic, again, those tenets addressed by Unit Chief Capetta and other, be they section counselors or unit agents, as you went through the weeks up there?
Yes, sir.
By default, you're aware that we have an Oath and Canon of Ethics directive.
Yes, sir.
And you're aware that notwithstanding your physical location, as long as you're under the employ of the Volusia County Sheriff's Office and the direct supervision of the sheriff, that you're bound by that.
Yes, sir.
Given the allegations of wrongdoing and knowing your Oath and Canon of Ethics, do you feel that you were compliant with this directive?
No, sir.
Again, by default, we have a directive that regards training programs. Again, specifically while in the employ, there are certain obligations attending and successfully completing. And not to belabor the point, but physically being in the seat is not successfully completing. Would you agree in principle to that? Being in the seat is not the same as receiving the passing grade. I just need...
Say that one more time, just okay. So I can make sure that I'm understanding what you're saying.
I want to make sure that you understand that when I'm saying participation in the class isn't physically sitting in the seat. Mm-hmm. Participation in the class, pursuant to the directive, is participating, completing the coursework, getting the grade, getting the certificate.
Yes, sir.
And again, in the spirit of the directive, you understand that.
Yes, sir.
In the spirit of the directive, were you in compliance with this?
No, sir.
Volusia County Merit System rules specifically set forth certain expectations of both public officials, public officers, and employees. Volusia County Merit System specifically has an article regarding disciplinary action for failing to follow. Those are enumerated in your notice. They specifically set forth that violations of moral conduct are both an illustration and a grounds for disciplinary action. Based on the information that you've had to review today and the spirit of the Volusia County Merit System rules, do you feel that there was a violation?
Yes, sir. I acted inappropriately.
In addition, Volusia County Merit System rules set out under the disciplinary article that any conduct or action of such seriousness that disciplinary action is considered warranted. In the totality of everything that we've talked about here, the implications of not successfully completing the program, the implications of incurring expenses in excess of $33,000, do you feel that that would be reason enough of a serious nature that a discipline is considered warranted?
Yes, sir.
At this time, if you have any comments, questions, or concerns, or closing remarks, please feel free to express them for the record.
Okay. I have a statement that I want to make.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I take ownership and responsibility for my poor judgment and inappropriate behavior at the National Academy, and am very sorry for embarrassing my family, the sheriff, and the agency. Additionally, I would like to address my medical situation, as I believe it's a possible factor, but not an excuse for what happened. During the last few weeks of the academy, I had been experiencing mood swings, body aches, and being in what I described to my doctor as being in a fog and an emotional wreck. I visited my doctor while at home, and he believed the symptoms could be the goal at that time was to make it through the last few weeks of the academy so that my issues could be addressed when I got home. I didn't make it home before the required hospitalization and surgery. Again, any medical issues are not an excuse for what I did, but I have to believe it was a factor as I wasn't acting like myself based on past experiences. In all my years of working in law enforcement, I've not made a worse judgment call. I previously have demonstrated good judgment and work ethics and have proven myself to be personally and professionally responsible prior to this. I'd like to add that although I didn't receive my certificate, I did attend my classes and pass the academic and physical portions or requirements placed upon me. My inappropriate behavior didn't occur during classes, but during what would be considered off-duty hours. I take responsibility for my actions, and again, I'm very sorry for embarrassing my family and the sheriff and the agency.
Thank you. Anything further?
No, sir.
With nothing further, this interview will conclude at 10:44 a.m.